Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Christmas is often celebrated as the most wonderful time of the year. According to one holiday tune, it's the happiest season of all. There will be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. A carol is a song of joy. It comes in response to the good news that was announced by an angel of the Lord to the shepherds after Jesus was born in Bethlehem. In Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, we are told, "In the same region there were shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" Luke goes on to record that the shepherds went to Bethlehem, where they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger. Afterwards, they spread the good news everywhere, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The birth of baby Jesus brought joy because he was God incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us, who had come to rescue lost humanity from our sins. Baby Jesus grew up, became a man, died on the cross for the sins of the world, taking the penalty that we deserved on account of our sin. 3 days later, God raised him from the dead, thereby vindicating his son and showing that God had accepted his sacrifice for all who put their trust in Jesus for salvation. Those who embrace Jesus as their Savior and King have great reason to rejoice, great reason for singing songs of joy, not only at Christmas, but all the year through. We sing, not only because Jesus was born, but because he lived the perfect life in our place, died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose again in victory from the grave on our behalf, so that we, through faith in him, could be forgiven, reconciled to God, liberated from sin and death, and be granted eternal life. Because of our great salvation, purchased by the blood of God's own Son, we can say, as Paul did in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Years ago, my father wrote a poem to help us keep all this in perspective. I share this poem every year with my church family and friends, and I would like to share it with you. The poem is titled "The Christ of the Cross" and goes like this. "Amid all the tinsel and trappings, the holiday glittering gloss, God help us to see past the wrappings, remembering Christ in the cross. While many grow tearful and tender when scenes of the stable they see, to little Lord Jesus they'll render their thanks, but not the Christ of the tree. Now marvel we must at the manger, the babe in the Bethlehem birth, but oh, let us stay not a stranger to why Jesus entered this earth. For Christ in the cradle could never have saved us from infinite loss, but praise him forever and ever. He's also the Christ of the cross." Amen. Praise the Lord. May the truth of the gospel fill your heart and mouth with songs of joy. Speaking of which, our church will be hosting a one-hour Christmas Eve service at 5 o'clock p.m., and we would love to have you join us for this special time. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about our church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my joy and privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.